Chat Around. I'm Marjorie Ead, and thank you for listening to this, our 76th edition, and I hope you enjoy it. First, two announcements. Edward Bates from the NNAB has sent in this message for listeners. The NNAB is holding the Focus on Vision exhibition on Wednesday, March the 29th at our Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckenham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ, between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. There will be 20 different organisations, all with a wealth of different experience, offering services and products to anyone with a visual impairment. As this kind of exhibition is something we can only hold every so often, we hope you will be able to pop in and join us, and hope you may find something useful to you. For more information, contact me, Edward Bates, on 01603 629 558 or email edbates@nnab.org.uk. And next. I'm delighted to tell you that Mike Hutchinson has recently joined us. After a career interviewing as a social worker, Mike joined Future Radio, the Norwich Community Radio, and then worked with Cinema City Education, where he's a board member. Along with Mike, my fellow interviewers are Christopher Gillam and Elizabeth Martin, and our sound engineer is Simon Shirley. So what's coming up today? First, Norfolk at the Pictures. Elizabeth finds out from Mike Hutchinson some of the fascinating history of the cinema in Norfolk. And continuing our series of Women at Work, Jules Alderson tells me how a new volunteer project based at Norwich Community Hospital is helping patients and freeing up staff too. And next, the youngest ever captain of Eton Golf Club, Gavin Sargent, reflects on his year in office with Chris Gillam. I find out what the historic role of the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk means today when I meet Mr. Richard Dewson. And then the friendly invasion. Libby Morgan at the 2nd Air Division Memorial Library relates some of the history of the division in Norfolk, including the roles of film stars such as James Stewart and the loss of nearly 7,000 American lives. And then Mike Talbot, Chief Executive of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, tells me about his role and the surprising range of the charity's activities.